This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. Coming up on today's show, the historic 2015 Women's National Team has been assembled. Two potential first-round picks from the 2014 Collegiate National Team share their mindsets heading into draft day, and we'll highlight the alumni who were called up to the majors this season. But first, let's see what's leading off. The 2015 Women's National Team trials have completed, and the 18-player roster has been assembled to represent the United States in the 2015 Pan American Games. This marks the first ever time that women's baseball will compete in a multi-sport, multi-nation event. The coaching staff will be led by J.P. Pollard, who coached the team in 2014 en route to a silver medal at the WBSC Women's Baseball World Cup in Japan. Pitching coach Matt Weigel and assistant coach Mike Morgan are also making repeat appearances from last year, and they're joined by new assistant coach Kerry Kincaid. 12 of those 18 players were a part of the first ever Pan Am Games Women's Baseball qualifier in the Dominican Republic in March. They were the first USA Baseball team to compete in the calendar year 2015 and became the first team to win gold as the team went 5-0 and qualified for the Pan Am Games in Toronto. The 2015 team will be led by 13 veterans of international play in World Cup events, including 5-time alumni Malaika Underwood and 4-time alumni Tamara Holmes. Three players on the team have won Sportswoman of the Year, Sarah Hudak in 2014, Holmes in 2012, and Jenna Marsden in 2010. With all of that veteran leadership, though, there are three members of the team who have yet to don the red, white, and blue in international competition. Veronica Gajownik, an infielder and right-handed pitcher from Cholula, Florida, Brittany Gomez, an outfielder from New Braunfels, Texas, and Sydney Sanders, an infielder and right-handed pitcher from Magnolia, Texas. The women's national team will be back in action on July 8th as they go through 10 days of training to prepare for the Pan Am Games. The first ever women's baseball game in the Pan Am Games and in any multi-sport, multi-nation event will be on July 29th when Team USA faces Venezuela. Coming up next with the MLB draft less than a week away, we'll hear from two USA Baseball alumni who will likely be selected in the first round. You're listening to Our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official, licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, and hats, head over to usabaseballshop.com, and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. Welcome back to Our Pastimes Podcast. In just 6 days, a new class of Major League Baseball players will be drafted into the league, and that class will include many USA Baseball alumni, including a large number in the first round. One of those first-round picks will be Louisville Cardinals right-handed pitcher and 2014 Collegiate National Team alumni Kyle Funkhauser, who I spoke to at the ACC tournament about his baseball career leading up to being a projected first-round pick on June 8th. Kyle, thanks for taking the time to join us here on the USA Baseball Podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start with why you're in North Carolina now. It's for the ACC baseball tournament. Obviously, Louisville has bounced around a little bit between conferences. It's your first time in the ACC. You guys are entering the tournament as the one seed, as one of the favorites. Talk a little bit about that and the fact that you guys sort of had to try to prove yourselves. Were you thinking about sort of proving that you belong with the big guns of the ACC during your successful season?
Yeah, you know, this is my junior year, and this is my third different conference, actually, like you said, kind of bouncing around. But I think we finally found a conference that's going to stick. You know, it was kind of all sports. You know, we had some success with football and basketball in recent years and other sports as well. But, it was just we knew we were good, and we have been good the past couple of years. And, we were excited to go to the ACC because, obviously, it's a, you know, more prestigious baseball conference and stuff like that. So, you know, we kind of just took the challenge, you know, head on, and we just, like you said, we kind of ran with it and started off playing well, and then, you know, just kind of rolled with some momentum, and then, you know, like you said, we kind of ended up the one seed, and, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and you yourself had a little bit of momentum after the summer. You were one of the 26 guys picked to the Collegiate National Team. Got some international experience going to the Netherlands, playing against Chinese Taipei and Japan in the U.S. in friendly series. That experience, how did it impact you and prepare you for continued success in your baseball career?
Yeah, you know, it definitely gave me a kind of a different spin on, how good other players are, you know, how good the talent is kind of just around the world, you know, especially. Obviously, we had a great team that summer, but kind of seeing, like you said, you know, Chinese Taipei and Japan, and then even going and playing Cuba, you know, there's good talent everywhere, you know, and that's one thing that kind of not shocked me, but like it was just nice to get kind of a different spin, because Japan, you know, they're all really good, but it's kind of a different kind of, you know, good as compared to, you know, some of these guys. They're really, everything's so fundamental and everything's so kind of mechanical, but they're still so smooth and so good. So it was really neat to see.
Mm-hmm. And you got to share that experience with 25 other guys, and two of which you actually are conference rivals with now, and DJ Stewart on Florida State and Chris Aoki on Clemson. After being teammates with them, what's it like sort of facing them in competition after that?
You know, it is pretty neat. You know, obviously they're friends of mine. You know, but it's you kind of got to go in there and just, you know, kind of block that out, kind of forget about that. You know, especially when they're in the batter's box. You know, you see them before the game or, you know, after the game, and you kind of say what's up or whatever. But, you know, kind of when they're in the box, you know, man, they're the enemy. So.
Well, you did a pretty good job of that this year, because they were 0-for-5 with a walk against you. So I guess you've got bragging rights on that one.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, baseball goes your way, but yeah, so.
Other than the two of them in competition, have you kept up with the other guys in the team?
Yeah, you know, we hosted Vanderbilt last week, and, you know, I talking to those guys a little bit in the outfield, you know, Dansby Swanson and Fulmer and Buehler and Reynolds. But we also played in Miami earlier in the season, too, and Zach Collins, and kind of a funny story there. Me and him, we were roommates all summer, and he actually got a base hit off of me, so. But, yeah, hate to bring that up. But, yeah, you know, like I said, they're all good guys. I mean, we got along with basically everyone, but, you know, some of the guys you won't see, like, you know, like Caprillion from UCLA, maybe in the postseason later. But, you know, like I said, great group of guys, and had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And you have something in common with a lot of them. You guys are all going to be thinking a lot about the draft as it comes closer. What's going through your mind? Obviously, you can't prepare for that and with a scouting report like the ACC tournament, but what's going through your mind as the draft gets closer?
You know, it's kind of something that, you know, you think a little bit about, and you kind of, you just, it's one of the things where it's going to happen, it's going to be there, but at the same time, you just got to kind of forget about it, especially, you know, during the week, you know, preparing. Preparing just basically, you know, I'm throwing Thursday this week, so like I said, just, you kind of got to just push it back, and, you know, like I said, it's going to be there. The date's not going to change. It's coming up quicker. It's coming up faster, but kind of like you said, there's no really control. I don't know who's going to pick me. I don't know where I'm going to get picked or who or what, when, where, you know, whatever. But I'm just kind of here to just play some baseball and, you know, hopefully win the ACC tournament and then, you know, advance far and deep in the postseason.
Yeah, and you did mention you don't really know where you're going to go, but it's one thing to know that your name will be called eventually, but in these mock drafts that people do sort of getting ready for the draft, you are one of the first 15 or so names that are getting off the board in experts' predictions here. Do you ever get a chance to take a step back and really see where your baseball journey has brought you from being a little kid playing PAL or youth leagues all the way up to being one of the more coveted names in the Major League Baseball draft?
Yeah, definitely. I've had that, you know, talk with my parents and, you know, and a couple aunts and uncles and my grandparents as well. And it, like I said, it's just a neat experience. It hasn't really set in yet, you know. Like I said, because I'm still playing, you know, still playing here and everything, and haven't really got drafted or, you know, haven't even thought about signing or anything yet. But yeah, you know, definitely have kind of reminisced, you know, sit down at the dinner table, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, you know, it's just crazy, you know, how, like you said, where it's all come from.
Well, USA Baseball will be excited to hear when your name gets called, Kyle. Thanks for taking the time in the busy week to join us.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
Kyle's still competing in college as the Louisville Cardinals won their regional and are now facing Cal State Fullerton in the Super Regionals. One of Kyle's teammates on the 2014 Collegiate National Team was DJ Stewart, another projected first-round pick. I interviewed him as well while he and the Florida State Seminoles were in Durham for the ACC tournament. DJ, thanks for taking the time to spend with USA Baseball on a busy week for your team.
Thanks for having me.
We'll start with why you're up here in North Carolina for the ACC tournament. Florida State comes in as the 4th seed, which means you guys will have to go through the number 1 seed Louisville if you want to make it to that conference championship game. But what's your mindset kind of going into this tournament knowing you're sort of on your last legs in your collegiate baseball career?
I'm not really looking at it that way. Honestly, I'm just looking at it as one game at a time. Our team, we're coming off a very bad ending to our regular season. We lost 5 straight games. So yesterday to get that first win, that was huge for our team and just get momentum going. And we're honestly just looking at it one game at a time. We know that in pool play, we're going to have to face Louisville again, which is a great team. But right now we're focused on North Carolina tonight, and then we'll look at Louisville when that time comes.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of the guys you are going to face in pool play here and in the ACC tournament as a whole are guys that you kind of are familiar faces with. You played with some of them last year when you were one of the 26 guys in the collegiate national team. How's the experience on that team traveling to the Netherlands and Cuba and playing internationally? How has that translated to helping you out in your baseball career?
It's huge just because, I mean, whenever you get the experience to see different types of pitchers, for me, I mean, I've never faced international competition before. They pitch a lot differently than usually Americans do. They're more of a deceptive type of pitcher, whereas in America you have, like, your power pitchers. To me, it just broadens my view of baseball and how I've seen different pitchers. So the more experience you get, the better you become as a player. So that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. And after being teammates with a couple of these guys, you had to face Funkhauser on the mound this year. You have to face Chris Oakey and Zach Collins in ACC play. What's it like keeping up with some of your teammates and facing against some of them?
It's honestly awesome. I talk to those guys all the time. Kyle, you don't really talk to the pitchers that you're going to face because they're sitting there trying to get you out every single time. So I talked to him after his start and just talked about things, how his season was going, things like that. Oakey and Zach, and whenever I go to the plate, we're basically having a full conversation as I'm hitting. So that's always fun. I mean, it keeps you light on your feet, just not to take the game too serious. You have fun. I mean, you have friends everywhere throughout the game of baseball, and then just to have that and get to play against those guys, it's honestly fun. Like Oakey yesterday, he got hit in the hand. I was making when I my next at bat, I come up, I make sure he's okay, and he's just cracking jokes with me all the time. So it's always a great time whenever you meet new guys and have that experience with them and play them again. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and another thing you guys are going to be sharing with some of your teammates next year, or last year rather, is your common goal for the MLB draft this year. A lot of you guys are considered in the first round. You're in these mock drafts going in a lot of first round draft picks. It's not something you can look ahead to with a game plan like your next baseball game, but what's your mindset going into the draft?
I don't really have a mindset. I'm just honestly focused on the games right now, and then when I know the draft June 8th, that's the first day of the draft. Hopefully I get a call that day, but as of right now, hopefully I'm still playing with Florida State right then. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really trying to look into it too much. Just don't want to get your hopes up too much and just take it one day at a time. And honestly, I came to Florida State to get to Omaha and win a national championship, and that goal is still not done. So once that goal is done, then I can concentrate on professional baseball.
All right, now I'm going to attempt to put my scouting hat on here, so correct me if I'm wrong, but at first glance, you're a pretty sizable guy. If people look at you, a scout, a coach, whatever, they're going to think you're a power hitter, three-hole guy for Florida State. But your plate discipline is really something that it's a great asset for your game. It's not glamorous like a home run, not that you can't hit the home runs, but when did you realize that plate discipline was something you really brought to the table?
That's honestly been something that I focused on really early in my career when I was young. I let off most of my life, so just – my coaches really, really hit home that you need to get on base, being a leadoff, get things started for your team. And honestly, that's what's helped me so much, being so disciplined at the plate, just trying to work the count. Usually when you lead off the game, you want to see everything that pitcher has so the rest of your teammates can see all the pitches that he's trying to throw. So make them throw as many pitches as they can their first at bat. And if you can, maybe hit a home run or get on base, work the count as much as you can. Honestly, a lot of times in high school when I was leading off, I would swing at the first pitch because a lot of pitchers would just throw a fastball right down the middle. And so try to honestly start that at bat and start the momentum early for your team. That's what I looked at as a leadoff hitter. Either if they're going to give it to you right down the middle, try to hit it out, get an early run for your team. If not, if they're not going to give you a first pitch fastball, work the count as much as you can. And I've tried to honestly just work that into my career as a Florida State Seminole. I'm not hitting leadoff anymore, but you can still work the count. Pitchers haven't really been pitching to me that much this year, so I'll take the walks. The guys around me have been doing a great job knocking me in for runs. But you can't let you can't be too aggressive up to the plate. You just gotta get the pitch that they're gonna give you and hit it. If not, take your walks.
Well, whether it's at Florida State or whatever team ends up drafting you in the Major League Baseball, USA will be rooting you on. Thanks for taking the time, DJ.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
The Seminoles defeated NC State to win the ACC tournament, and after winning their regional, they will face Florida in the Super Regionals. Stewart and Funkhauser are two of what will likely be a large list of USA Baseball alumni who hear their name called the 2015 MLB Draft. It starts on June 8th, and you can follow the USA Baseball alumni Twitter account at USA Baseball Alum as we announce when any of our alumni are selected during the draft. Up next, we'll close out the show with the alumni update. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball. It's time now for our USA Baseball alumni update. The four finalists for the 2015 Golden Spikes Award have been announced, and three of the four are USA Baseball alumni. Alex Bregman, shortstop for MLSU, is a four-time alum. Bregman earned a 2015 first-team All-American selection. Carson Fulmer, right-handed pitcher from Vanderbilt, is a two-time alum. Fulmer was selected to the 2015 first-team All-American and was 2015 SEC Pitcher of the Year. And Dansby Swanson rounds out the trio, shortstop from Vanderbilt, 2014 Collegiate National Team alumni, and 2015 second-team All-American. They're joined by Andrew Benintendi, outfielder from Arkansas, and 2015 Collegiate Baseball National Player of the Year on the list. The winner will be announced on June 23rd in Los Angeles, and the finalists will be honored at the Rod Dido Foundation dinner later that evening. The 2015 MLB season started with 164 USA Baseball alumni on opening day. That number has steadily increased over the first 2 months, so let's catch up with some of the alumni that have gotten their first call to the big leagues. Lance McCullers, 2010-18 U National Team alumni, was called up by the Astros on April 15th, and he earned his first major league win in his second ever start, winning 3-2 over the Detroit Tigers. Chris Bryant, a name you've probably heard a lot about this year, was the next call-up. 2012 Collegiate National Team alumni and 2013 Golden Spikes Award winner, he was called up by the Chicago Cubs on April 17th and has since batted .280 with 6 home runs. His first came at Wrigley Field on May 9th. Carlos Rodon, yet another Chicago call-up, this time by the White Sox on April 20th. He's a 2012 and 2013 Collegiate National Team alumni. He was at first pitching out of the bullpen, but he won his first ever start on May 9th against the Cincinnati Reds, winning 8-2 after allowing just 2 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings and striking out 8 batters. Addison Russell, the third of the Chicago call-ups for USA Baseball alumni, 2011-18 U alum, he was called up on April 21st, and he recorded his first major league hit the next day on April 22nd against Vance Worley and the Pirates. Michael Lorenzen, a four-time alumni, was called up by the Cincinnati Reds on April 29th, and he won his second career start by throwing 6 innings and allowing just 1 run against the Pirates on May 5th. Next up, we have Blake Swihart, 2010-18 U alumni, and now the starting catcher for the Boston Red Sox after being called up on May 1st. He collected his first major league hit on an infield single against Nathan Eovaldi and the Yankees. Then we have Tyler Wilson, 2007-18 U alumni. He had an interesting May. He was called up by the Orioles on May 18th and pitched pretty well in relief in his debut, but then was sent down when the team needed fresh arms after a rough stretch for their starting pitching. Then he was called back up last week and drew the task of starting the first game of a doubleheader on May 28th against Chris Sale. Not an easy matchup, but Wilson held his own, allowing just 2 runs on 5 hits in 6 innings of work. And finally, today we have one more alumni that joins the ranks of Major League Baseball. 2011-18 U National Team alum Joey Gallo got the call to join the Texas Rangers, skipping AAA completely. Gallo has hit 40 home runs in each of the past 2 seasons while he was in the minors and started off this year with 9 homers and a .314 batting average. That'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Remember, the women's national team returns to action in July, and next week you can keep up to date with the MLB draft and all of the USA Baseball alumni who are selected through the alumni Twitter account, at USA Baseball Alum. Thank you all for listening to this episode of our Pastimes podcast. For today's guests, Kyle Funkhauser and DJ Stewart, I'm Joe DiRienzo.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.